Sir Patrick Spence. The king sat in Dunfermline town, drinking blood-red wine. Oh, where will I get a captain rare to sail this ship of mine? A wise old lord got up and spoke. He sat at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spence is the greatest sailor ever to sail the sea. Our king then wrote a long letter and sealed it with his hand and sent it to Sir Patrick Spence, who was walking on the strand. To Norway now, to Norway, old Norway over the foam, the daughter fair of Norway's king, you must, sir, bring her home. The first words that Sir Patrick read, he laughed loud to the skies. The next words of the king's decree brought tears to blind his eyes. Oh, who has done this deed of words and told the king of me? And sent us out this time of year to sail upon the sea? They had been but 2 weeks abroad when Norway's lords did say, "You Scotsmen spend our good king's gold and all our good queen's fee. You lie, lords, for I brought bright gold to keep my men and me, but we'll return to our land once more across the sea. Make ready now, Scots sailors all, our ship sails in the morn. Alas the day, my master dear, I fear a deadly storm. I saw the new moon late yestreen, the old moon in her arm, and if we go to sea, my lord, I fear we'll come to harm." They had not sailed a league, but barely three, when the sun grew dark, the wind blew loud, and dark grey grew the sea. The ladies wrung their fingers white, the maidens tore their hair, all for the sake of their true loves, for them they'll see no more. Sail 40 miles off Aberdeen, it's 50 fathoms deep, and there lies young Sir Patrick Spence, good Scots lords at his feet.